You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today I spoke with Katie Bruce from the organisation Just Speak about the current prison system in relation to both young people and mental health. We look forward towards the upcoming election and what needs to be done, if anything, to the current prison system. I started by asking her a little bit about the Just Speak organisation.
So Just Speak is a network of young people who speak up and speak out for transformative change to our justice system.
And with the election coming up, we're doing a programme this week on mental health. There are currently 10,000 people in New Zealand prisons. How many of these are young people?
Yeah, so most people when they enter prison are really young. So when we think about the people who are in prison, actually a lot of those are our young people from the age of 17 into their 20s. And we have, you know, we have some people who are older. But, you know, that decreases through the decades because most people, you know, are actually young who are in prison.
The Departments of Corrections is saying 70% of under 20s who are imprisoned are re-imprisoned again within 48 months. What's going wrong here and why is this number so high?
So the number of young people who re-enter the prison system having already been to prison before is so high, and it's absolutely soul-destroying that we think that prison is the answer to social harm in our communities, because clearly prison is not working. If most young people are ending up back in prison, it's not working, and not only is it not working, it's really harmful.
But many people would argue that, you know, if these reoffending rates are so high, that obviously we need to reform the prison system, but being more relaxed on these people and letting them out into the public could harm the public.
Yeah, people talk about the public safety issue, but actually if you think that if 70% of these young people are ending up back in prison anyway, that means that there's been more social harm and more crime in our communities. So if we really want to think about public safety, we need to try and keep these young people out of prison, because that has a much, much better result for all of us, and particularly for them, but also for our communities.
And you talked about it being harmful. In what way do you mean it's harmful? What are the mental health implications of prison?
Yeah, I mean, people talk a lot about how many people go into prison, you know, with poor mental health. But I think most concerning is the mental health effects of being in the prison environment. So we think about being in an environment that's overcrowded, where you're exposed to violence, where you have a lack of privacy, a lack of stimulation, you're separated from your support networks, your family, your friends, your whānau, and, you know, inadequate health services, as we know, are certainly poor in the community and not any better in our prisons. And those are all things that are really strongly associated with worsening mental health.
The current figure I have here from the Department of Corrections, again, is 91% of people in prisons had a lifetime diagnosis of mental health or substance use disorder. Why is this number so much higher for those people in prison than those people who are just out there in the community?
Yes, yeah, so it's about twice as high in terms of the lifetime prevalence of mental health diagnosis in people in prison than in the general population. And that, to me, says, why are these people in prison in the first place? How have we failed them as a society before they have got there? What have we done or what have we not done? And when we say, you know, there are 10,000 people in prison, and it's hard to generalize across so many different people. So if we look at women, you know, we know that women in our prisons, over 90% of them have experienced some kind of abuse in the past. They have been victimized in the past, and many of those women have things like post-traumatic stress disorder and other things that are related to things that have happened to them in the past. And do we really think that prison is the best environment for people who have experienced that? I certainly don't think so.
So with the election coming up in the next 2 weeks, what party policies do you favor?
Yeah, well, Just Speak, we're a non-partisan organisation, but we've actually published an election scorecard on that you can find on our website, and that has rated all of the political parties according to our priorities, and one of those is empowering communities, you know, to prevent criminalisation and harm in their communities, and that is particularly looking at mental health, housing, and those sort of social issues that can lead people to be criminalised.
So how would that manifest itself in terms of, because National have suggested these boot camps, would that be something that would have your support?
No, I've been quite vocal against National's idea of their serious young offender category and their boot camps. There is absolutely zero evidence to suggest that they would work, and a lot of evidence to suggest that they would be harmful, because what we're doing is we're further marginalising young people who are already pretty marginalised, and particularly targeting groups of young people. I worked out that my currently four-year-old son, if he was a teenager, and I put all his details into the tool, the police tool that informs whether you are a serious young offender or not, that kind of categorises you. Mm-hmm. And even if he'd committed a very, very serious offence and was likely to do so again because of his privileged background, he would not be categorised in this way. So it's a really dangerous, this sort of thing.
So who do you think are disproportionately affected by this then? What group are marginalised?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about people who end up in prison, the obvious answer is Māori, and they make up over half of our prison population, particularly Māori who are marginalised in the first place. We're not talking about all Māori here, often intergenerationally. And that is absolutely at the core of our issues and our inequities in our criminal justice system, and any policy that wants to try and reduce numbers or to look at our system needs to tackle the inequities that lie kind of within it. And if you're talking mental health,
There
are particular groups in prison who are suffering more than others. So women, young people, LGBTQI, and people who identify in that way, trans prisoners, those are groups who are particularly vulnerable in the way that our prison system is designed and in their treatment that they find.
What would you suggest for those groups to do? How would you reform it?
Yeah, I think any reform has got to address the bigger issues, which is that we already have a crisis of prison numbers in this country, and corrections at the moment are trying to look at ways to help women. They're focusing on women to start with because they've run out of beds, and it's a shame that it's taken running out of beds to think about our prison numbers, but that's what we need to do, because as soon as we start putting more and more people into prison, even though our crime rates have been declining over the past 30 years, that is where we're going to get a huge issue, because people, you know, people when they come out of prison have to deal with the mental health effects of having been in prison, and that's not insignificant.
So what would you want the first thing the new government to do when they get in?
I would like to see the new government commit to not building any more prisons.
Okay.
Commit to reforming the Bail Amendment Act, Parole and Sentencing Acts, because it's this context of punitive policies that have got us here in the first place, and I'd like them to commit to a whole of justice and community Māori strategy to address the inequities that lie at the heart of our system.
To understand the distinction, Rewire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.